Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Oh, man. We understand the struggles when it comes to dating somebody, especially someone that you actually feel like you have a connection with, not to hear from them. What?
Hate it.
It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex Audrey. Let's say hello to Diego.
What up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hello.
All right, Diego. We're sorry that you've been ghosted. Tessa.
Tess.
Okay. We're going to see if we can get some answers from her. But first, why don't you tell us the story, what got us here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so lost right now. Like, I thought this girl was going to be my girlfriend. We got pretty serious right from the start. You know, we were seeing each other maybe, I don't know, once a week. And, I was just talking to her, texting, you know, all throughout the day. I mean, you know, she was a constant part of my life, you know, and, I don't know, after our last day, I don't know, it was maybe our fifth time seeing each other in person, you know, like I said, we were just, you know, messaging a lot. And, after the last time, she just fell off the map and I haven't heard from her since. If you asked me a week ago, you know, I would have told you she was about to be my girlfriend. We'd be in a relationship soon. Like, you know, I really, really thought that was going to happen. And I don't know, there was just no explanation, no indication there was anything wrong. So, just hoping, wow, I can fix things. Yeah. And I just want to go back to how it was, you know.
That usually doesn't work out like this because Diego, it's usually like a date or two, you know, five dates in.
That's a lot.
When was the last time you had dated somebody five dates?
The guy that we thought was going to kill me with the paint tarp.
No.
Yeah, we had gone out on four or five dates.
Wow.
The paint tarp guy?
Yeah.
You were four or five dates. That was only second date, though.
That was third.
Oh, okay.
Wait, there were two others after you thought you were going to get killed?
Yeah. You went out with him twice after he almost murdered you?
Bro.
I also might have ghosted him.
Oh.
That was on me, though.
All right. Well, let's give Tessa a call. Tess. Sorry, I don't know why I keep calling her Tessa. So, give Tessa a call and see if she'll tell us what's going on. Okay, hang on.
Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hey, Tess, good morning. It's Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. Hope we're not bugging you. We're doing a radio show, Mix 94.7. And
oh, cool.
We have a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I want to tell you everything, okay, before we ask you any more questions. And we hope that you'll spend a couple of minutes with us. But the reason we're calling you is because we have Diego on the phone. And Diego was talking to us about how amazing you are and how much he's enjoyed hanging out with you. And he said that you guys have been out on multiple dates and he has not heard from you. And he's really confused because he was hoping to move forward with this.
Oh, yeah. He's a sweet guy. Things just got kind of serious really fast. It was like only a few dates.
How many dates would you say?
I think it was five dates.
That's what he said. He said that he felt really good about where you guys were. But you don't feel that way?
I did feel good, but it was kind of getting to be like a lot. It was just, we were texting like every single day, and I was like, this is a lot for me. It's kind of crazy. And he wanted to see me like more and more and more. Like there was more and more texting. I feel like it was every couple of days at first, and then it became like every day. And I just realized that I just don't think that I want to be in a relationship right now. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to be tied down mm-hmm. and make plans with someone. Like, I just kind of want to do me all the time. I just want to do what I want. And I know that sounds maybe kind of selfish, but like, honestly, I think right now I just need to be selfish, you know, before I kind of settle down with somebody, if that makes sense. Like, I don't yeah. really want to.
But wait, but totally understand that. But didn't you go into the situation, wait, 5 dates, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I guess at first, I mean, maybe I thought that I wanted that, or maybe I didn't know what I wanted exactly, but this has just been an experience that kind of showed me that.
You realized it.
I just don't think, yeah, and I mean, it's been kind of like, I just didn't really want to hurt him, you know, and it's been kind of a relief, like, I didn't really have to explain it, because he seems, like I said, like, he seems like a sweet guy, and I think that he deserves somebody who, like, appreciates what he's ready to give. I don't think that that's me right now. You know what I mean?
Diego, I know this is not the answer you're looking for, but I guess there is a little comfort in knowing that has nothing to do with you personally. Mm-hmm. She thinks you're a great guy. She's just not ready to be in a relationship.
I guess.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Damn. That's what defeated sounds like.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.